Hello and welcome to the Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That is radio.dominican.edu 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. And we are covering the week of November 1st to November 8th. And this is our first full week of MLB offseason madness. That's right. This is the Cutoff Man, from the sport straight to the fans. In this episode, I'll tell you about all this baseball goodness, including a manager hire, a statement on Justin Turner from the MLB, a lot of award nominees for this year, including nominees for the MVP and the Cy Young Award. We have some more news on qualifying offers, and we will talk about some potential moves for some teams. But let's start and give you a look back at an epic moment from the MLB 2020 season. We had a lot of amazing, iconic moments from this season, and it's always important to take a look back so we can fully appreciate them for all of their worth. The game that we will take a look back took place on August 25th, 2020, the Pittsburgh Pirates went to Chicago to take on the White Sox at Guaranteed Rate Field. Lucas Giolito started this game for the White Sox, and the Pirates started Steven Brault. Some of you listening might already know what happens in this game, but I won't spoil it till the end. The starting lineup for the Pittsburgh Pirates goes Eric Gonzalez leading off as shortstop, Adam Frazier, the second baseman, Ryan Reynolds batting third, left field. Our first baseman, Josh Bell, in the four hole. Gregory Polanco is a DH. JT Riddle as the third baseman. Cole Tucker in right field. And Gerard Dyson in center field. In the ninth hole is John Ryan Murphy, the catcher. Our starting lineup for the Chicago White Sox goes leading off, Tim Anderson, a shortstop. Eloy Jimenez in left field, Jose Abreu at first base, Edwin Encarnacion in the four hole as the DH, Yoan Moncada, the third baseman for today, Luis Robert in center field, batting seventh is James McCann, the catcher for today, and Danny Mendick batting eighth in second base with Adam Engel in right field in the nine hole. In Lucas Giolito's last outing before this game, he pitched 7 innings with 3 hits, 0 runs, and 13 strikeouts. That's a really dominant outing for Giolito, one of the best of the season for him leading up to this game. Going to this game, Giolito had an ERA of 3.89, and he had 6 starts with 2 wins, 2 losses, and 34 and 2/3 innings pitched with 27 hits and 45 strikeouts. In Steven Brault's last outing, he pitched 5 innings with 2 hits, 0 runs, and 3 strikeouts. He came into this game with an ERA of 3. Giolito gets through the first inning with 1 strikeout, gets Eric Gonzalez and Adam Frazier to pop out, and Steven Brault gets into some trouble, walks his first and third batters of the first inning, and he gets out of that inning as Eloy Jimenez lines out, and Edwin Encarnacion pops out, and Yoan Moncada lines out to the top of the second. Giolito gets Josh Bell to ground out. He strikes out Gregory Polanco and JT Riddle, off to a good start for him. Steven Brault struggles in this inning, which is the bottom of the second, as Luis Robert singles to get on base. Then James McCann is hit by a pitch. Brault walks Danny Mendick, and we got runners loaded on the bases for Adam Engel, who grounds out to first, but that scores a run, and the White Sox are on the board. Runners on second and third, and Tim Anderson singles on the ground and gets into the left field, and another run scores. The White Sox are not done as Eloy Jimenez singles to right field, and another run has been scored. Brault gets Jose Abreu to ground into a double play, and the Pirates get out of the second inning, but the damage has been done. White Sox are up 3-0. Now off to the third inning, Cole Tucker, he strikes out swing. Gerard Dyson fouls out, and John Ryan Murphy strikes out looking. The White Sox are up. Edwin Encarnacion doubles to center field, leading off. Yoan Moncada walks, and Luis Robert singles, but Encarnacion is out at home plate. the runners move up because there is a wild pitch, and James McCann hits a sack fly to score a run. Danny Mandick flies out for the third out. Now let's go to the fourth inning, where Lucas Giolito, he walks Eric Gonzalez, and then he gets Adam Frazier to pop out, strikes out Brian Reynolds, and gets Josh Bell to line out. Giolito strands the runner on first, and Nick Tropiano takes over for Steven Brawl in Nick's last outing of the 2020 season. This is his first outing in the 2020 season, and Adam Engel grounds out to start the inning. Tim Anderson strikes out swinging. Eloy Jimenez doubles, but Jose Abreu flies out. The fifth inning starts as Gregory Polanco strikes out swinging. JT Riddle grounds out, and then there's another strikeout as well. The White Sox have their ups, and Edwin Encarnacion strikes out swinging. Moncada flies out, and Luis Robert doubles to get on base, but he's stranded as James McCann lines out to end the inning. Off to the sixth inning, Lucas Giolito continues his dominance in this outing as he gets Gerard Dyson to ground out. Then he strikes out John Ryan Murphy, and Eric Gonzalez grounds out as well. Nick Tropiano still pitching for the Pirates in this game. He gets Danny Mendick to fly out. Then he gets Adam Engel to ground out. Tim Anderson lines out, and the inning comes to an end. Now in the seventh, Adam Frazier of the Pirates grounds out. Brian Reynolds grounds out. Then Josh Bell strikes out swinging. The White Sox are up, and Eloy Jimenez strikes out swinging. Jose Abreu singles to get on base, but he is stranded as Edwin Encarnacion lines out, and Moncada strikes out swinging. We're off to the eighth inning, and what do you know? Lucas Giolito hasn't allowed a hit in this game yet. Gregory Polanco was up. He was struck out. JT Riddle fouls out, and Cole Tucker struck out as well. Now to the bottom of the eighth, Dovaydus Navarraquez replaces Nick Tropiano, and Nick ended up going four innings pitched with three hits, zero earned runs, and four strikeouts. That's not bad, not bad. Luis Robert strikes out, then James McCann singles to get on base. Danny Mendick and Adam Engel both ground out. Now let's see what happens. Go to the ninth inning, and the question is, can Lucas Giolito no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates? Well, let's find out, shall we? Gerard Dyson strikes out swinging. Jose Osuna pinch hits for John Ryan Murphy and fouls out. That's two outs. Eric Gonzalez is up and lines out to right field. It is tracked down, and Lucas Giolito no hit the Pittsburgh Pirates. He threw 101 pitches, and this happened August 25th, 2020, and that was the first no hitter of the 2020 season. Lucas Giolito ended the 2020 season with an ERA of 3.48, a whip of 1.037, and 97 strikeouts in 73 and one thirds innings pitch. Giolito's last start in the 2020 season was in the postseason in game one of the wild card series against the Oakland A's, and another gem from him. Giolito pitched seven innings with two hits, one earned run, and eight strikeouts. The White Sox would go on to win this game, but they lost the series to the A's. Lucas Giolito had a pretty good outing, really good outing, and he gave his team the chance they needed in the postseason. He pitched a no-hitter this year and had just one walk in that game. It was one walk away from a perfect game. It's very important to be able to revisit these special moments like this one and continue to appreciate these players and take a look back at their efforts. Lucas Giolito with a great year this year, bouncing back and helping lead the White Sox into the playoffs along with a talented team. It was pretty good for him. Led a really good pitching staff as well with Dallas Keuchel, Dane Dunning. Next year he'll be joined by Michael Kopech, pretty good. See if they pick anyone up in the offseason. We'll talk about that in one of our later segments. But the White Sox looking really good, and they have one of the most special moments in the 2020 season. That's all we got for this segment. I had a lot of fun taking a look back at this very special moment from the 2020 regular season. But now, let's go to the break, and right after that, we will talk about our news for this week, including some award nominations, a manager hire, some free agent news, and an owner clean house on their own front office. Dun, dun, dun! Remember, this is The Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio as radio.dominican.edu 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. We will be right back.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
For some of you, a mask could be a fashion statement. For all of you, a mask should be something that saves lives. Don't think, just mask up, and you'll potentially save someone's life. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
Hello, we are back. This is The Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That is radio.dominican.edu 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. And as usual, we have Pablo the Pigeon coming to town to bring us the news for this week. Pablo, 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 Pablo. There he is. Thank you, Pablo, for bringing the news to us today. Yes, we got a lot of news for this week and all sorts of it. So let's start with our manager hire. Thank you, Pablo. The Red Sox hire Alex Cora to return as their manager. Alex Cora was suspended for the 2020 season for his role in the Houston Astros cheating scandal as in 2017 as their bench coach. The Red Sox parted ways with Alex Cora last offseason, and he is back as their manager with a very different team. Now we have some news on Justin Turner. Commissioner Manfred released a statement in regards to Justin Turner of the Dodgers, who tested positive for COVID-19 and had to leave during Game 6 of the World Series, so he could be isolated during a celebration after the Dodgers had won the World Series. Turner had then left isolation to join his teammates for a team photo. After launching an investigation into this matter, the commissioner decided not to give a punishment to Justin Turner. In a statement, the commissioner admits the MLB should have handled the situation better as well. Now let's get into some of our qualifying offers. There were only 6 players this year who received qualifying offers for this season. Those players include Trevor Bauer, JT Realmuto, George Springer, Kevin Gausman, DJ LeMahieu, and Marcus Stroman. So far, it seems like the players that are planning to decline these offers are Trevor Bauer, JT Realmuto, DJ LeMahieu, and George Springer. We'll get to know on who takes a qualifying offer probably later this week, and we'll find out, and I will tell you in the next episode. We also have a re-signing from the Toronto Blue Jays, who re-signed Robbie Ray, who they acquired this year around the trade deadline, and they signed him to a 1-year, $8 million deal. Now, for some more news, Steve Cohen, the new owner for the Mets, it's official, decided to part ways with the Mets GM, Brody Van Wagenen, and he has decided to part ways with many members of the Mets front office, so they have a fresh start. In other news, the Angels starting pitcher slash designated hitter Shohei Ohtani, who suffered an injury in the 2020 season, is reported to have been throwing for around a month, and his throwing has been gotten to about 120 feet, which is most likely around 75-80% of his effort. Angels do expect Shohei Ohtani to start in spring training for 2021, so he can be a two-way player again. It might be very interesting and fun to watch. Now it's time for us to talk about our Gold Glove winners. A few weeks ago, I told you about the nominees, and now I will tell you about who won. Let's start with the American League Gold Glove winners. Our catcher who won it is Roberto Perez of the Cleveland Indians. Now to first base, Evan White of the Seattle Mariners. Our second baseman with the gold glove is Cesar Hernandez of the Cleveland Indians. Two Cleveland Indians so far. Our third baseman is Isaiah Kiner-Falefa of the Texas Rangers. Shortstop, J.P. Crawford of the Seattle Mariners. Left field, Alex Gordon from the Kansas City Royals. And center field goes to Luis Robert of the Chicago White Sox. Right field goes to Joey Gallo of the Texas Rangers. And our pitcher who earned the Golden Glove this year is Griffin Canning of the Los Angeles Angels. Now let's go to the National League Gold Glove winner. Start with the catcher, Tucker Barnhart of the Cincinnati Reds, who earned the Gold Glove this year. First baseman, Anthony Rizzo of the Chicago Cubs. Second baseman, Colton Wong of the St. Louis Cardinals. He is a free agent this year. Very interesting. Third baseman, Nolan Arenado of the Colorado Rockies. Shortstop goes to Javier Baez of the Chicago Cubs. Tyler O'Neill in left field for the St. Louis Cardinals. Center fielder is Trent Grisham of the San Diego Padres. Very great comeback story from him. He ended up having an error last year in the 2019 Wild Card Series that allowed the Nationals to win that game. Now he's winning Golden Gloves. Good for him. Or one Golden Glove. He is on the Padres. Now for right field, it goes to Mookie Betts of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And our pitcher to win the Golden Glove for the National League is Max Fried of the Atlanta Braves. Now let's go to our Silver Sluggers for the American League. Goes to Salvador Perez, who had a great season this year. Overlooked, but did good. That's his third of his career. First base, let's go to Jose Abreu on the White Sox. Salvador Perez was on the Kansas City Royals. Second baseman, DJ LeMahieu of the New York Yankees. Third baseman goes to Jose Ramirez. Shortstop is Tim Anderson. This is his first Silver Slugger. Our outfielders that get it this year are Mike Trout, Teoscar Hernandez, and Eloy Jimenez. This is Mike Trout's eighth Silver Slugger. Very good for him. Designated hitter that won it this year is Nelson Cruz. He wins the Silver Slugger. Now to the National League. Travis d'Arnaud wins it, his first on the Braves. And first of his career, first baseman is Freddie Freeman. Second base goes to Donovan Solano. Third base is Manny Machado. Our next Golden Silver Slugger winner is Fernando Tatis of the Padres as well. Two Padres. And it goes to Juan Soto in the outfield. Mookie Betts gets his fourth. And Ronald Acuna Jr. gets the Silver Slugger as well. And our designated hitter to earn the Silver Slugger this year is Marcell Ozuna of the Atlanta Braves. He wins his second Silver Slugger in his career. Mike Trout is the fifth player to win at least 8 Silver Sluggers in the American League. The other players are Alex Rodriguez, Manny Ramirez, Cal Ripken Jr., and Wade Boggs. Also, Mookie Betts is one of the two players, the other being Willie Mays, to have won an MVP, win a World Series, win 5 or more Golden Gloves, and have a season with 30 homers and 30 stolen bases. Very good for him. Now let's go to our Cy Young Award nominees in the American League. Goes to Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Indians is a nominee. Then it's Kenta Maeda of the Twins. Hyunjin Ryu of the Blue Jays. Now to the National League, it's Trevor Bauer of the Reds. Yu Darvish of the Chicago Cubs. And Jacob deGrom of the New York Mets. Now for our Rookie of the Year nominees, American League is Christian Javier, Kyle Lewis, and Luis Robert. Luis Robert's on the White Sox. Lewis is on the Mariners, and Christian Javier is on the Astros. Now let's go to the National League. Alec Baum of the Phillies, Jake Cronenworth of the Padres, Devin Williams, who's on the Brewers, and those are our nominees for that. For Manager of the Year in the American League, our nominees are Kevin Cash of the Rays, Charlie Montoyo of the Blue Jays, and Rick Renteria, who was the White Sox manager, who is not the manager anymore. He was fired at the end of the season, but he's nominee for Manager of the Year. Very good for him. National League Managers of the Year are nominees: Don Mattingly of the Marlins, David Ross of the Chicago Cubs, and Jace Tingler of the Padres. Now, let's get to our nominees for the MVP, the most valuable player of the American League. It goes Jose Abreu, DJ LeMahieu, and Jose Ramirez. Now, for our National League, it's Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Manny Machado. So that's pretty good. A lot of great players. They're coming up for these nominees, and a lot of really good players to win awards this year. And now the top stories at the bottom of the hour for November 11, 2020, only on Penguin Radio. Let's start with some news on COVID-19. The U.S. hits a record high number of COVID-19 hospitalizations on November 11th, 2020. And from that, Texas becomes the first state to surpass 1 million COVID-19 cases. That is the first state in the U.S. to surpass 1 million COVID cases. Now, let's get to some lighter news. McDonald's has plans to make its drive-thrus faster. Yes, very interesting. They'll make it faster to help with people who are dealing with COVID-19, able to get in there, get your food as fast as possible, so you don't have to wait in line in the store, in the establishment. You could just go in through your car as quick as possible. No excuses, no problems. Get in and out in a hurry. And that is the news at the bottom of the hour for November 11, 2020, only on Penguin Radio. Now, with the baseball, we had a lot of nominations this week, and next week we're going to find out who wins for our MVPs, for our Managers of the Year, our Rookies of the Year, our up-and-coming stars and studs that have came up this year. It might have a lot more years to come of greatness. And of course, our Cy Youngs for our pitchers. Yes, let's see what happens next week. See who wins it and who comes up on top and ascends into glory and makes an imprint on the history of baseball in 2020. And that's all we got for this segment. But I hope you enjoyed it. We will take a quick break. I'm going to get some water. But after the break, I will talk to you about some potential moves that I think would benefit some teams of the MLB. Remember, this is The Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That is radio.dominican.edu, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. We will be right back.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio. It only takes 3 seconds to put on your seatbelt every time you get into a car, and it just might save your life. Car accidents are unavoidable because they are, in fact, accidents. But the choice you make to put on your seatbelt every time you get in the car can change the outcome of a potential accident. Make sure you and your loved ones buckle up every time and help save lives.
Hello and welcome back, and just in case if you forgot what you were listening to, this is The Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That is radio.dominican.edu, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Last time I told you all about the free agents on the market for this offseason. Now I will tell you what teams could really use some of these free agents, what they could do Maybe some possible trades this year. We might see a lot of these free agents take one-year deals and re-enter the free agent market next year because teams are less likely to spend this year due to losing money because of the season. Had to deal with a lot of COVID-19 repercussions, and there were no fans in the stands, lost out on a lot of money. Now let's start with a team that is rumored to be willing to trade one of their key players in this offseason. Let's dive straight into the player. He is Francisco Lindor, shortstop for the Cleveland Indians. There have been many rumors for a while now about Lindor being a trade candidate. Some of these rumors were around in the last offseason. He'll be a free agent in 2022. Also, just so you know how good Lindor is, here are his stats. Lindor has a career batting average of .285, an OPS of .833. And he's 26 years old. He's four-time All-Star, two Silver Sluggers, two Golden Gloves, and he has a Platinum Glove. It is possible that Lindor won't be traded till the very, very, very end of the offseason. Find the best offer possible for him. Who knows? But we will see what happens to them. There are some major possible fits for him. One of them, the Mets. They are looking for a big name. Have been tied to a lot of teams this offseason. Could be looking to make a big splash this offseason to re-enter into the 2021 season with a bang. Another possible fit for a trade with Cleveland is the Dodgers. They've been rumored to be a candidate for a trade with Lindor last year, and they could pursue again this year. The Yankees could also be a fit. Don't see them doing too much in the free agent market this year, so they might go and trade for some shortstop talent. Angels could also use a shortstop. Did lose Andrelton Simmons this year, so they might be looking for a one-year shortstop in Francisco Lindor. Keep an impact player from any of these teams. Let's see what happens, but some pretty good information on him. Now this week, we will talk about some of our teams from the American League and talk about some of the free agents that could be a big impact on their team. Let's start with the Rays. They declined their option on catcher Mike Zunino, so they could use another catcher for next season. Could see maybe a Jason Cash, maybe a James McCann. Really like James McCann's fit there. Yankees might need to replenish their starting pitching staff a bit. They do already have Gerrit Cole, Luis Severino should be coming back in the middle of next season. So perhaps in July, they have a lot of young talent. Clark Schmidt, Devi Garcia. Also, Domingo Herman should be coming back as well from his suspension. And they could re-sign Masahiro Tanaka, who is an experienced playoff pitcher for them. I think that's probably the most probable thing that they could do this offseason, if anything, is probably re-sign Masahiro Tanaka or get DJ LeMahieu back. Or they could look at some starting pitching in free agency. Don't see that happening as much. More likely to re-sign one of their pieces for this offseason. Now let's go into the Blue Jays. They might be a team looking for some more starting pitching as well. They lost Matt Shoemaker. They could be a team looking for maybe Trevor Bauer, maybe Charlie Morton. They re-signed Robbie Ray to a one-year contract. They could be looking for another staple pitcher to help out Hyunjin Ryu, who is a Cy Young nominee this year. So let's see what happens on that front. But the Blue Jays looking to make a splash and get one of the top pitchers of the free agent market this year. Now, next we have the Twins, who could use some bullpen help. They lost Sergio Romo, and there are a lot of bullpen arms on the market this year. Mark Melanson, closer, a lot of closers out there. Alex Colome, Liam Hendricks, a lot of guys out there they could use as a closer. It could be an upgrade from Sergio Romo. I think they'll probably re-sign Nelson Cruz. Good fit on that team, a lot of offense, and I think that's most likely he'll come back around there for the DH. If not, they'll have to pick another DH. Maybe like a Marcell Ozuna could be a lot of fun for that as a DH if they don't get Nelson Cruz. I think that's pretty cool. Now let's talk about the Indians. They have some pitching, a lot of pitching, but they need some of the help in the outfield. There's no secret there. Maybe Marcell Ozuna could be a fit there. George Springer, anyone really in the outfield has any talent whatsoever can be a good fit for them in the outfield. The Indians have been a little more focused on the trades as of recently than signing free agents in the market. And they might just get what they need from a trade. Go to the White Sox. They have a new manager that could be looking for a bullpen arm to help replace Alex Colomé. Could be a Liam Hendricks, maybe a Shane Green. Could use some starting pitching as well. Having another quality starter to help out Lucas Giolito, Dallas Keuchel, and Dylan Cease. And Dane Dunning would be very beneficial. They will look at a Trevor Bauer. Maybe someone with a little more experience. Maybe there's a Masahiro Tanaka they could look for. I'd be an outfielder as well. Maybe Michael Brantley. That will fit. It could be George Springer as well. Now we got the Oakland A's. They lost Liam Hendricks, so they could re-sign him. Maybe go for Brad Hand. Marcus Semien is a free agent. I could see them re-signing him if they re-sign anybody. If they don't need the infield help, they could sign Tommy La Stella, get him back on the team, and they acquired him in the 2020 trade deadline. They lost pitchers like Mike Fiers, Mike Minor, kind of lower-end pitchers on that team. They do have a lot of young talent. They could maybe trade for some more starting pitching talent, but I think they do need a bit of a veteran to step in to a role as a starter there. It could be a Charlie Morton. Could be a pretty good fit. We'll see what happens there. Now let's take a look at the Houston Astros. They're losing Michael Brantley, George Springer. I can see the Astros re-signing at least one of these guys, one of these players, and going after another outfielder, maybe like Kevin Pillar. They could also use another bullpen piece. Liam Hendricks as a closer would be very good. Darren O'Day, Trevor Rosenthal, Blake Treinen. Guys that could fit in that bullpen very well. And they could also go after starting pitching as well, but I don't really see that. They seem like they're going to be really comfortable with the rotation they have. Justin Verlander should be back next year. Zach Greinke, Framber Valdez, Lance McCullers, and Christian Javier. If I see them signing any pitcher, maybe like a Chris Archer, and they turn him into a great starter, we'll see what happens there. An even better starter now, but probably won't look for a starting pitcher. They have a great rotation right now. So let's go to the Seattle Mariners. They could add a starter, maybe a Chris Archer for them. Charlie Morton, they might look at adding a bullpen piece, maybe Sergio Romo, Brandon Workman. See what happens there. And the Angels, Los Angeles Angels, need a lot of starting pitching help. They could definitely go after Trevor Bauer, Masahiro Tanaka, Marcus Stroman, maybe even a Martin Perez. They could also use Chris Archer. Adam Wainwright could be a pretty good fit if he doesn't re-sign with the Cardinals. If he signs with the Angels, maybe Yadier Molina joins as well. Angels do need a catcher, another catcher this year. They also need an extra bullpen arm to fortify that bullpen. You could see some interest in Alex Colomé, Blake Treinen, Mark Melancon. They lost Anderson Simmons to free agency this year. Could look for a shortstop or a second baseman. In that case, David Fletcher would move over to shortstop. Very versatile player. Has been going from shortstop, third base, second base. Even went in the right field a few times from what I've heard about that. They looked into Colton Wong. They could bring back Tommy La Stella. Maybe sign D.D. Gregorius. They'll most likely need another catcher with the injury of Max Stassi. They had mentioned Yadier Molina earlier. I think James McCann would be a really good fit for them. I said maybe for the Rays too. But I could see James McCann being a great fit on that team. Really helping that pitching staff too. But that's all we got for this segment. So we will take a quick break. But right after that break, we will talk to you, tell you about the things you could look forward to next season with some teams. Talk about 10 teams last week. We'll talk about 10 more teams this week. What you can look forward to with those teams in the 2021 season. But we will be right back. Remember, this is The Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That is radio.dominican.edu, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. We will be right back.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Did you know that wearing a mask when outdoors or in public areas while social distancing helps shorten the duration of any pandemic? Maintaining a distance of about 6 feet from any other person helps as well. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
Hello, we are back, and remember, this is The Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That is radio.dominican.edu 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Now let's talk about some MLB teams who didn't have the best season, had good seasons, but didn't win the World Series, and we'll tell you all about what you can look forward to when it comes to these teams next season in 2021. I'm going to bring you some positivity for these teams. So let's start with the Washington Nationals. They have the 11th overall pick in the 2021 MLB Draft. The Nationals' top prospect is Jackson Rutledge, who is a pitcher with an ETA of 2022, a player to look forward to. Seeing next year is Trey Turner, a shortstop who had a great year this year with a batting average of 335, an OPS of 0.982, and OPS plus of 157. Great stats on that board. And another player, don't forget about Juan Soto, a left fielder. He's 22 years old, and he's had a batting average of 351, an OPS of 1.185, an OPS plus of 212. Jeez, and the Nationals have an amazing starting rotation. Consists of Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg, and Patrick Corbin. Our next team is the Seattle Mariners, who have the 12th overall pick in the 2021 MLB Draft. Their top prospect is Jared Kelenic, who is an outfielder with an ETA of 2021. Kelenic is also ranked as a 9th overall prospect in the MLB. Look forward to him coming up soon. A player to look forward to on the roster is Kyle Lewis, a center fielder with a batting average of 262, an OPS of 0.801, an OPS plus of 126. Good stuff. Another player to look forward to is Marco Gonzalez, a starting pitcher for the Mariners with an ERA of 3.10, WHIP of 0.947, and 64 strikeouts in 69 and two-thirds innings pitched. The Mariners are a young and upcoming team with a lot of potential. Our next team to send some positivity towards is the Philadelphia Phillies, who have the 13th overall draft pick in the 2021 MLB Draft. The Phillies' top prospect is Spencer Howard. He's a pitcher with an ETA of 2020. Howard is also ranked the 28th overall prospect in the MLB, a player to look forward to for the Phillies to see in 2021. Zach Wheeler, starting pitcher with an ERA of 2.92, a WHIP of 1.169, and 53 strikeouts in 71 innings pitched. Another player to look forward to, Gene Segura, who is a shortstop and the second baseman with a batting average of 2.66, an OPS of 0.769, and an OPS plus of 106. Pretty good. Our next team to take a look at is the San Francisco Giants, who have the 14th overall draft pick in the 2021 MLB Draft. Giants top prospect, Joey Bart, catcher with an ETA of 2021. He's ready now, and Bart is ranked as the 11th overall prospect in the MLB. A player to look forward to watching in the 2021 season is Mike Yastrzemski, who is an outfielder with a batting average of 297, OPS of 0.968, and OPS plus of 165. Another player to look forward to, Donovan Solano, who's a second baseman and a shortstop with a batting average of 326, an OPS of 0.828, and an OPS plus of 128. Our next team to send some positive energy towards, that's the Milwaukee Brewers. They have the 15th overall draft pick in the MLB 2021 draft. Their top prospect is Garrett Mitchell, an outfielder with an ETA of 2023. Mitchell is ranked as the 56th overall prospect in the MLB. A player to look forward to this upcoming season for 2021. Yeah, it's Devin Williams, a relief pitcher for the Brewers with an ERA of, brace yourselves, 0.33, a whip of 0.63, 0-53 strikeouts in 27 innings pitched this season. A beast, a future legend, another player to look forward to if he keeps it like this. If he keeps going, he could be a legend. But another player to look forward to is Brandon Woodruff. Look forward to him in the 2021 season. A starting pitcher with an ERA of 3.05 and a whip of 0.991. 91 strikeouts and 73 2/3 innings pitched. Our next team is the Miami Marlins. Took the world by storm this year. And they have the 16th overall pick in the 2021 MLB draft. Their top prospect, Sixto Sanchez, who's been pitching this year, ETA of 2020, of course, and is ranked as the 19th overall prospect in the MLB. A player to look forward to in the 2021 season. Did good this year. Brian Anderson, who is a third baseman and right fielder. That's diversity. He can go all around the field. Good for him. With batting average of 255, OPS of 0.810, and OPS plus of 119. Now let's go to Pablo Lopez, a player to look forward to in 2021. On that team, a starting pitcher with an ERA of 3.61, a whip of 1.186, and 59 strikeouts and 57 1/3 innings pitch. Love shouting out another Pablo. Our next team to send some positive vibes towards are the Cincinnati Reds, who have the 17th overall draft pick in the 2021 draft. The Reds' top prospect is Nick Lodolo, a starting pitcher with an ETA of 2021. Lodolo is ranked as a 44th overall prospect in the MLB, a player to look forward to watch too in the 2021 season. That's Jesse Winker, is an outfielder with a batting average of 255, an OPS of 0.932, and OPS plus of 142. A pitcher to look forward to, a starting pitcher for the Reds in 2021 season. Look forward to him. It's Luis Castillo with an ERA of 3.21, a whip of 1.229, and 89 strikeouts and 70 innings pitched. Next up, we have the St. Louis Cardinals, and they have the 18th overall pick in the 2021 MLB draft. The Cardinals' top prospect is Dylan Carson, outfielder with an ETA of 2022. He is ranked as the 14th overall prospect in the MLB, a player to look forward to in the 2021 season, is Kwang Young Kim, who is a starting pitcher with the ERA of 1.62, a whip of 1.026, and 24 strikeouts and 39 innings pitched. And you can look forward to Paul Goldschmidt, as always, who is always doing good with a batting average of 304, an OPS of 0.884, and an OPS plus of 142 this season. Our next team is the Toronto Blue Jays, who have the 19th overall pick in the 2021 draft. The Blue Jays' top prospect is Austin Martin, a shortstop and an outfielder with an ETA of 2022, and he is the 16th overall prospect in the MLB. Another player to look forward to is Teoscar Hernandez, who is an outfielder with a batting average of 289, OPS of 0.918, OPS plus of 146. Another player to look forward to is Kevin Biggio. He is an outfielder with batting average of 250, OPS of 0.807, and OPS plus of 122. Now our last team to take a look at today is the New York Yankees, who have the 20th overall pick in the 2021 MLB draft. Their top prospect is Jason Dominguez, and he's an outfielder with an ETA of 2024. He is ranked as a 48th overall prospect in the MLB, and a player to look forward to watching this year is Luke Voit. He is a first baseman with a batting average of 277, an OPS of 0.948, an OPS plus of 56, another player to look forward to watching is Gio Urshela. He's a third baseman and a shortstop with batting average of .298, OPS of 0.858, and an OPS plus of 136. But that's all we got for this episode, and I hope you had a great time, and I know I did, so stay safe. We'll see you next week, but remember, this is The Cutoff, man, with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That is radio.dominican.edu 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. We'll see you next time. Bye.